factory mechanic tells of blood on floor from man's wounded hand. Atlanta Constitution, August 15, 1913. Charlie Lee, a mechanic in the pencil factory, who admitted on cross-examination that he had received a raise in salary within the past 2 weeks, was called to testify to a number of accidents on the second floor from which blood had been spilled in vicinity of the dressing rooms where blood spots were found after the tragedy. Do you remember an accident in the metal room on October 4, 1912?
Yes, a man named Duffy was cut on the finger and bled freely.
Was his finger cut to the bone?
Yes.
Did he go to the ladies' dressing room while his finger was bleeding?
Yes.
Solicitor Dorsey on cross-examination. What do you get for wages? 32.5 cents an hour? How long have you been getting that rate?
For 2 weeks.
What did you get prior to that?
30 cents an hour.
Did you tell anybody what you were going to swear in this trial?
Nobody.
How did they know what you were going to say then?
I made a written statement.
Who cleaned up the blood you are speaking of?
It wasn't cleaned up.
Why?
They don't clean up that way. The place is swept out once a week.
Can you go there now and find this blood?
No.